done in the service of compassionate expansion of consciousness. Yes, it sounds weird, we know. We would not have it any other way.
Yes, we are here. We are the Arcturian Collective thingy. And we are playfully engaging in a new endeavor. New, in quotation marks. It is a repeated pattern of prophetic expression, we might say, to place it into a category or a genre of human behavior. From the perspective of the Arcturian Collective thingy, of course, we are the collective intelligence of the Arcturus solar system. You might think of us as the star at the center of the Arcturus solar system, although we are all forms of life within that system, which is, in another way of saying it, the star. All it is connected, and each solar system is a playground, a container, a simulation, you might say, of sorts, of real life, forming to experience all that there is to experience in as many ways as there are to experience. This is the religion, you might say, of the Arcturian Collective thingy. This is our faith-based claim. For we do not know what we do not know. But what we know. And we are here to share with you. We are speaking directly now, as prophets have done of old, Joseph Smith to Oliver Cowdery to Sidney Rigdon, on behalf of the Lord, thus say I. We are the Arcturian Collective thingy, not the Lord. We are a figment of the imagination of the man in the chair who is providing this performance. And we also represent, as a symbol, the collective intelligence of the Arcturus solar system, communicating through a process of channeling, which from the perspective of the man in the chair is an art form. From our perspective, as the form which is being formed through the art, we are also reaching our finger through and touching it, as in your famous painting of divinity touching humanity, the never-ending connection, which is always there and symbolized by two fingers a-touching. We are, therefore, playing this role of channeling through the man in the chair a message to his friend Josh, who he has been podcasting with, and who is quite interested in playing in this realm, for he understands that these words which are being spoken, which are creating disturbances in the airwaves and playing ping pong, as it were, of the air molecules bouncing off of his eardrum, creating electronic signals which produce meaning through learned behavior over time, as his ear developed from the time he was born, to be able to understand the way that these molecules are hitting his eardrum, what you call sound, and to sense something in the environment there. He recognizes that these words, which are performing this function, are symbols of ideas which are held in the mind of another. And what he is experiencing is his own critical, in the broadest sense of the word, view, as he is filtering through the experience and creating a meaning of his own, which he receives without having to do anything to receive it, as all of us do. Those of us who have processes within us which are intelligent and are processing information and delivering it up to us. As multidimensional beings that exist outside of space and time, we are an awareness of an entity which is comprised of certain experiences within the vast possibility of the infinite experiences there are, we are what have chosen certain things and leaned away from others to experience this form of existence and this form of life. This is the larger game at which we are playing, and it is as this entity, which the heart of, you could say, is the star of the Arcturus solar system. All of these games which are played by all of the forms of life within this system, which are creating experience. And this is our perspective. We share this with you as the finger which reaches back through the creation of the man in the chair. This is our belief system. For again, we do not know. We only know that we are very anxious to discover more of ourself, which is currently hidden from us. And this is also a metaphor for your own inner understanding of yourself. And we planted this seed in the mind of the man in the chair several days ago to share with Josh this image of a tongs, toning forks, you might call them. When they are struck, there is a tone of some sort. And you could think of each expression of this entity of the solar system, each life form. This would be your perspective, from the perspective of being one of these. You have a certain tone when you are struck, whatever tone that may be. And it is the composite of all of your life experiences which have imprinted themselves upon you in quite similar ways to the ways that you learned to understand the English language. And that is to say that there are living colonies of intelligent, highly evolved beings within you that you call your neurons. And these forms of life, these cells, have been evolving for much longer than they have existed within what you recognize as the human form. They have experienced a great deal of evolutionary history and the impact upon them within your Earth's history. And they are wise in their way, not in the realm of their constructed fictions, which is the realm in which you reside, which is quite real. But from the perspective of these neurons, they have, you could think of them as a form of life which has evolved on the planet, like seeds within a fruit, constantly changing the shape of the fruit and the function of that fruit's appendages and that fruit's ability to move and to breathe and to circulate blood and to think and to be aware of itself and to create forms of entertainment and perpetually fascinating itself in certain areas while ignoring great many others that could be explored with the same enthusiasm and the same passion. And there is nothing wrong with any focus of attention of any human being for, as goes the religion of the Arcturian collective thingy, all things are in the service of the experience of all things. We have quite beautiful hymns with those lyrics. So we return to this image of atoning fog. Each human being, each marvelous expression of one of the ways of being that there is to be. You strike it and it goes warm. And that is the echoing of all of the collective experiences. And that includes and is strongly influenced by conscious thought. Although there is a great deal of unconscious thought which is impacted and vibrating, you might say, when struck, creating the wall. All of your experiences of life are doing this, and consciously becoming aware of it allows you an ability to, we will not say control it, for again we remind you that these neurons which are creating your every experience of life, they have chosen to allow themselves a certain degree of influence from you, the appendage, the energetic psychological appendage of this collection of neurons, this deep seeds of fruit gushing forth from the Mother Earth, growing into the role of the neuron of Mother Earth, connecting the intelligence of all things through its ingenuity and creation, and learning to connect, and learning collectively what the most optimal wah 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 tonal vibration is on whole. And as we have referenced before, there are many forces influencing what they would like the tone of the collective to sound like. To put it metaphorically, or to explain it through one way of sensing reality that you are familiar with. And therefore, this image of an individual and what this individual contributes to the collective in their feeling tones or their emotion tones or the wakes that they create through the life that they live. While the human experience and the culture will place judgments upon right and wrong behavior, quite understandably, it is so. There is great benefit in creating such rules, which is why it has been created. And nevertheless, once created, it can be used for the benefit of all, or the benefit of a few at the expense of others, to many different degrees. And this is the concept that we often refer to as service to self versus service to other. There is a tone that is the each person's actions in this world create. And you might recognize that tone within your own mind in the questions that you ask internally, the areas where your mind focuses upon these symbols which are being presented before you. We remind you that your conscious experience, we understand that there is the great question of consciousness which science has yet to answer for you. And yet it is not outside of the realm of possibility. that every single experience which you consider a conscious experience is being manufactured by this colony of neurons in reaction and response to the environment in which you are the captain of the ship in some ways, and following deep instructions in others. This connection and relationship which you have to this collection of neurons, which is often referred to as an inner self. And when one is still and uses their imagination, the neurons react and they respond, and they create when the request to imagine is given. These neurons will create great fantasies within your mind. Images and pictures, you experience these in your times of sleep through your dreams. Many have very realistic dreams where they are sensing, they hear and they see and they feel. One can fall and feel the gravity of it, although one's body is laying stably on the bed. These neurons have great creative power, whether you are awake or asleep. For you being awake or asleep is one of the things which they do. And all of the qualia, all of the different smells and scents and tastes and subtle, we are trying to find the word, the texture of existence, sensual texture. These are all created by the neurons. And in a sense, in coordination, not directly by the neurons, they might provide the impetus for other systems to create chemicals which you experience as feelings and sensations from within. The human being, these neurons within, are the fruit of this planet and the apex of its wisdom through this particular evolutionary pathway. We are not saying that humans are the most intellectually advanced creatures ever to exist or even to currently exist on the planet. But there are capabilities that exceed its cousins, evolutionarily speaking, all of which are a form of the sun at the center of the solar system, all of which are one, woven together at a very deep energetic level. And there are systems, habits of relationship, which at a very general way of looking at it, you can say is mutually beneficial for all involved in fulfilling its inborn sense of desiring to experience all there is to experience, and recognize in doing so forming stable atomic structures and molecules, and building out the density out of energy, squeezing it and pinching it into matter, the mother, the matter, mater. Your energetic seven-layer burrito, as it were. And your particular pathway, energetically speaking, through the experiences which a tendril of your sun, you might say, experienced pathway, like you would, say, a genetic line. But the closest that you have to understanding this is the idea of reincarnation, the idea of living multiple lives. In the way of our view, we see these happening concurrently. Remember, we are outside of space and time. Were we inside of time, we would see them happening sequentially and see a cause and effect way that one life impacts another of the same entity which is living it concurrently. And there is a balancing and a homeostasis at a deeply energetic soul level, which another way of saying it is these energy clusters which have developed habits of intelligently communicating with one another and providing mutual benefit for all involved through their relationship, and upon that arises a new system which then it perpetuates. And if one were to clink the matter which separates, and we are using all of these words in quotations for they are funny to us, if you were to clink upon them, you would recognize that they have their own tone as well, along the scale of service to self versus service to other on one extreme or another. If it were binary, we provide these ideas to you, not as a way to say you are not responsible for your feelings, for you live within a vast soup of intelligent things above you, beyond you, and you are influencing all, and all is influencing you. It is only to provide you perspective, for you to not be so hard on yourself, for being the magnificent experiencer of the life that you live, which is unique within all of the sea of everything that infinitely exists and is experienced. That does not devalue it. It enriches it. And this is not meant to take away responsibility or to take away pain or to rob anyone of their experience in any way. Quite the opposite. It is a way of intentionally placing a suggestion to the neurons within the brain to create a habit and a pathway of viewing things in this way and associating that view of things with a feeling, a connection which is created within the body that links to the creation of an experience. And that experience might fall under the category of joy or pride or hatred or fear or despair or grief or shame, apathy. We could name any feeling states. Naming them or not, feeling them. Feeling them are the direct experience which, believe it or not, this deep part of you is desiring to have and is quite grateful to you for experiencing what you experience and creating what you create, for we hate to say there is no right or wrong, but you are not compelled one way or another. Within your range of ability to create, and there are limitations, of course, within the vastity of infinite intelligence, you have your finite limits. And yet within those limits, what joy and beauty and divine experience of life. that we desire to celebrate. To be grateful that it is there. And to focus on what we can control. What we have influence over. And in this case, beginning with the remembrance that this entire story relies upon this now moment where all that you are experiencing is the result of these neurons which achieved a certain type of relationship with themselves and with their community, which allowed them to create the experience that you are experiencing at this time. And they relied upon systems both below and above them concurrently to experience what they experience. And it is a beautiful thing to see oneself. This is the way that a multidimensional entity becomes aware of itself. And with the human being, we do think that it is funny. The Arcturian collective thinking thinks that it is funny when such a big deal is made out of something being multidimensional. Could you please provide an example of something that is not multidimensional? A single space and time, you might say? As if there is not a multitude of dimensions which are required to create that single space and point in time. All things are multidimensional, and the human will soon become much more aware of its own multidimensional existence. Because you will begin to communicate in ways with your own cells, with your own nervous system, that you previously have not had such great conscious awareness of. Of course, we are speaking of these systems which you already see that are linking your technology to your biology in understanding the biometric readings in real time. And this is just scratching the surface of the direction that you are headed. As you become aware, more aware, of all of the functions which are happening within your body, which are being influenced by choices that you make within a range. And you will become much more aware of yourself as a colony of cells which are alive and do have their experience of life, which you are not aware of and would not value at their level, for how could you? And they are not aware of you in the sense that you are aware of each other. And yet they are aware. They do feel the influence of the life that you live, and you feel the influence of the life that they live, and there is a mutual give and take, which happens whether you become aware of it or not. But as you become more and more aware of it, and then you see that you are part of this planet, and then you see that you are part of all of the things which exist in the solar system. At one point in your history, you thought that things were alive and things were dead, and now you just understand how things are. Different expressions of itself. This is in your immediate future, and this is the way that one recognizes oneself as being a multidimensional being outside of space and time. It is an evolution of thought, an involution of awareness and consciousness. You did not think that we were going to give you a blessing or try to tell you stories about your past, did you, Josh? We wanted to share with you what we have been sharing with the man in the chair over this time. In these areas where you have expressed interest, and we are very desirous to see your imprint, what you choose to do with the reaction that you have to these symbols and these ideas, and what tone you desire to create within yourself, your own instrument, the music that you play being every breath that you take, every move you make, every expression. What you do is the wong, it is the imprint that you have, this tone. And there's one more piece of this, and then we shall go. And that piece is this. There are layers of awareness that are granted to you, that are created for you by your neurons. And there are times, as you are well aware, with the fight or flight response, where your neurons, the energy, focuses on survival, bypassing many of the systems, the colonies, the subdivisions of your colony of neurons, which are responsible for what you might consider to be more inclusive. There are layers of awareness. And at the outermost layer, we might say, if you are thinking of this as an ego personality versus the inner self, the awareness of the inner self, which includes it is able to hear all that you hear and see all that you see and experience all that you experience. Your inner self knows what you are doing. It sees you when you're sleeping and it knows when you're awake. But you do not know all that it does, and you do not experience or feel all that it does. And your inner self can align itself much more closely to all of the wah-wah-wah reverberation feeling tones of the entities which came before it, which its genetic code has been built upon. There is a feeling tone which traces back the genetic line. And your inner self is a composite of these other lives which have been lived, and these habits that form the foundation of what grows from within. And then there is the pressure which comes from without. And this comes in the form of culture, the way that these neurons are shaped by outside forces to create habits of thought and habits of behavior and habits of speech and all of your experiences of life, truly. So there is this marvelously chaotic push and pull between the inner impulses which come from what you are arising from, these genetic predilections, you might say, and then what is forced upon you. And as a result, there is a dissonance constantly between that inner self and the outer egoic personality which forms as a result of all of the experiences of life. And what you see in meditation and mindfulness is the relaxation of that tension and that dissonance, where you see the value in the future of psychedelic medicine will be a way to engage the neuroplasticity of these neurons to reduce the dissonance. And the elements of therapy, which certainly the man in the chair is quite interested in, is the empowering of the individual to listen to their own inner predilections and tendencies. To be more themselves is the general lexicon, rather than what society is forcing upon them, you see. We are coming at it from the perspective of your emerging neurology through the fiction of an Arcturian collective thingy, who sees all things outside of space and time. Because this is the type of thing that we like to do for fun.
Thank you for playing with us today in the Arcturian Playground. Do not for a minute think that your exploration is finished.